All right, tonight, I don't think Vicky and I will sing. Well, maybe we will.
No, thanks.
But the title of my teaching is Roll Away. And for those of you who have been around for a number of years, we used to sing at camp a song which we called Roll Away. You remember it? Roll away, roll away, roll away. Every burden on my heart, roll away. When you would kind of twirl your hands, and then it repeated itself like that. Roll away, roll away, roll away. Every burden on my heart, roll away. Every sin has to go. Neath the crimson flow, hallelujah. Roll away, roll away, roll away. Every burden on my heart, roll away. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah. We sang that many times. If you ever went to one of the camps up in the Sierra Mountains or other places, oh, gosh, we sang that song so many times, and we had the greatest time on it. You would hold these words out and be rolling your hands, and people would just be going, kind of having some really fun about it, though. But, you know, really, the words of it, roll away every burden on my heart, roll away. Every sin has to go neath the crimson flow. Hallelujah. Well, glory, hallelujah. Roll away, roll it away. Every burden on my heart. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to roll it away. And so what does that mean? You get a new beginning, a fresh start. Have you ever heard this statement? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Well, you know, some may consider this statement to be a worn-out cliche, but in many respects, it can bring hope and anticipation, expectation. It can be encouraging and comforting to somebody. It's just not a pat religious statement or some sort of motivational thing. You know, there's really some truth to it, because God says in Romans 6, we can walk in newness of life every day, right? And none of us know exactly what's going to happen, what will happen, or occur on any day specifically. We may have plans and things to do on our calendar, but have you noticed how quickly things can change? You know, sometimes all it takes is a phone call and our day completely changes. Everything we thought we had to do or needed to do goes away, and our priorities change very quickly. A sick child, an ailing parent, a death in the family, a call from the dentist or doctor, a call from your wife that she's got a flat tire on the freeway on her way to work. Hey, whatever, man. And although we do our best to plan and even see needs in advance and try to handle them before they become things that are really more overwhelming, you know what? Our best intentions are subject to the variables of life. Well, fortunately and thankfully, we have the Bible as our rule of faith and practice, and it is the instruction book on life. Everything that pertains unto life and godliness is within the pages of the Scriptures, and it also invites us and encourages us to have that relationship with Almighty God so that He can speak to each and every one of us individually. And so if you have a Bible there, go to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs has been called what? The book of what? Wisdom. Wisdom. And in Proverbs 16, verses 1 through 3, I'll be reading from the English Standard Version here. Proverbs 16:1 says, "The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit," or the motives. "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." Well, that sounds like some pretty good advice here, doesn't it? But there's also some very unique things that are being said here. It says, the plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So, you know what, in this verse, the word commit, which is in verse 3, It comes from a Hebrew root word, G-A-L-A-L, which could also be rendered as roll away or heap. You know, the Lord spoke this word when he said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 5, verse 9. You don't have to turn there. This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off of you. And he named the place Gilgal, which is a wordplay meaning a wheel or a rolling away. So in love, God rolls away the reproach of our sin. This word can also mean to trust or to commit, with a connotation of rolling one's trouble away from oneself upon someone else who can help. And think of Jesus as he entrusted his suffering unto God in the Garden of Gethsemane. We are also likewise encouraged to commit, to roll our way unto the Lord. In Psalm 37:5, another wonderful, wonderful verse. It says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. What does that mean? We give up. We commit. We roll over those burdens and cares that we are so inclined to carry. And boy, if you've ever lifted something heavy and you've ever tried to move it, you know what makes a lot more sense? To roll it. Because it's too heavy to pick up. So you end up pushing it over and over and over again to try to get it into, you know, it's much easier to roll a full 55-gallon barrel than it is to pick it up and carry it. So you know what? We roll away the various deeds that compose our daily lives unto God. Here's another one in 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, 6 and 7 says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You know, when we trust God, we trust in his love for us. When we roll the way, the burden of our lives to his care, our thoughts will be established, and then we can freely enjoy the confidence that God himself is directing our way. Really, really beautiful concept here. Well, let's go back to Psalm 37 and verse 23. Again, in the English Standard Version, it says, the steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. The steps of man are established by the Lord. In Psalm 119, 133, you've heard this before. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. And in Proverbs 16:9, I'm going pretty fast here, I realize that. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. You know, when we roll our cares, our burdens to God, casting them far away from us, then genuine rest and peace become ours. Despite the tumult, despite the disturbances, like Rebecca prayed about and prophesied about, or spoken tongues and interpreted, we can have this great peace and rest in our hearts despite all the circumstances, all the situations that are going on in this world. So what does God encourage us to do? Roll away. Amen. Such a great, great, great exhortation from God's word. I know this has been short, but you know what? Remember two things after this teaching. Roll away. Roll it away. Commit your work. Roll it unto God. Every burden on my heart, roll it away. Roll it away. You know, the tomb where Jesus was, they rolled the stone away. And you know what came out? New life. New life. New beginning. Fresh start. Roll it away, guys. Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy and privilege of sharing these words, the scripture, the fellowship with wonderful like-minded believers, and that we just can unburden our hearts and lives, Father, and just give it over. Roll it onto you, because you're so much more capable than we are. And thank you, God, for your love and grace. And we can have fun, too, reading and teaching and sharing your word together. In the name of Jesus Christ.